I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hipworms, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A man who spent £6,000 of his dead neighbor's savings on pizza has been told that he faces jail time. Robert Sharkey, 24, was convicted of 11 charges last month after failing to report the woman had died and then stealing from her. The judge said he had committed a wicked series of offenses. Those included using one of the woman's credit cards to buy almost £6,000 worth of pepperoni pizzas. And pizzas with anchovies. This was disgraceful behavior. Mm-hmm. It confronts every feeling of right-thinking people. She was described as an extremely private person who made little attempt to keep in touch with her family. He had admitted that he noticed that her mail was piling up in a common area on the apartment, and he kicked her door in. He saw a handbag and money, told police that he took around £50 because at the time I was worried about money. As for discovering her remains, he said he did not call the police because he was worried about calling them. He'd been on probation after previously being convicted of disorderly behavior.
Yeah, but not close to murder.
He did keep using the card, though, to keep the lights on so that no one knew that he was actually stealing from her, and continued to order the pizzas from Domino's with pepperoni and anchovies. Our question, what happened after they died? 844-999-OLA.
Couple of comments here. Says, my dad and grandpa's ashes, they were spread in the ocean, and two dolphins popped up. Not gross or anything, just a cool story.
That is cool.
Another positive one, my mom passed away. Well, that does not start positive. My mom passed away last month, but the positive that happened is that after she died, I was reconnected with my sister, who I haven't talked to in 7 years. It's a sad reason to come together, but there's that.
Still.
And then there's this one. A girl I knew in high school developed a rash around her mouth soon after getting a new boyfriend.
Oh, yes.
Doctor told her the good news is it's curable. The bad news was the source. The strain of bacteria comes from one of two things. Either her boyfriend was having sex with animals or dead bodies. He was an intern at a morgue.
What happened after they died? 844-999-OLA.
Yeah, I just feel like that's one of those urban legends.
Who knows?
Yeah, we've heard that story now no less than four times on this program.
Right?
Yeah, and that's why I say that.
Yeah.
So either there's a bunch of necrophilia out there, or everyone who works in a morgue is, oh, hello. Can we help you?
Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I just got through here.
What do you want to talk to, Mark? I'll see if I can find it.
I was on hold for the stories.
Let's do the stories.
Ooh, all right. Fine.
Okay, all right. Go ahead.
So anyway, this is about my wife's great-grandma. She died, or before she died, she was a kid. She used to like to watch the crop dusters when she's a kid.
I assume you mean the plane and not inconsiderate co-workers like myself when you say this.
Correct.
Okay.
And going back and forth, you know, over the field.
All right.
And as she grew older, grew on years, she, you know, asked if she was be cremated and have her ashes spread over the field by the crop dusters.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
That is.
Yeah. Yeah. So they... She passed on, and they were having the service at the house, out back of the house by the field, and came time to have the crop duster fly over, and he missed.
He missed the house?
And
he missed the field.
No, he dusted the guest.
He dusted the guest?
Dusted the guest with her ashes, and this is back way back in the day, like the late 50s, and they hadn't exactly perfected cremation yet.
Soupy.
And so they were getting pelted with like chunks of bone.
Oh my god.
Everybody scattered. So not just dust, everybody had to scatter and run for shelter because they were getting pelted by grandma up in the air.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, in a weird way, if you really want to gross out your friends. You know what I mean?
So okay.
He wants to
I have not not heard a story like that before.
I have not either.
Chunks of bone. I mean, it's one thing to say the dust. I think it's another thing entirely. Mm. Like, if a chunk of meat or bone hits you, just changes your perspective of things, man.
What happened after they died? 844-999-OLA.
You know, just a quick one. But I've told you before, there was like these kind of crazy second uncles in my family.
Yeah.
And they were all Vietnam vets like my dad, right? So they were a little bit...
crazy.
Yeah. But that's the famous story where after their mom dies, the four brothers sit there and they get break out a cooler, they drink beers, crush the cans, and just throw them on her coffin.
Is that like the thing you do?
Yeah, I mean, that was just what they... for them, that was what they did. I guess they sat around the house all the time and drank beer, so just... look, I thought it was kind of sick and morbid.
Yeah,
I grew up Irish Catholic. Like, I get going out for drinks afterwards, right. But, like, generally, you leave the...
You go home.
Right, you don't hang out in the cemetery.
You don't throw your trash into the grave.
Yeah, but that was just what they did.
All right, well, you know.
Okay.
I kind of like that idea, though.
That's right.
Hello, Nelson. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so I'm Central American. My whole family's Central American. We moved out here when I was young. My grandfather moved out with us. When he was roughly around 65, 70, he got remarried. And when he passed, became the whole debate over who's getting what. Of course, his new wife decided she wanted everything. So in the time where, you know, she's taking her time trying to figure out how to get everything, she comes to find out he never legally got divorced from my grandmother, who's still alive.
Uh-huh.
So she ended up getting nothing from that marriage.
And your grandmother got everything?
Oh, well, you know, we got it throughout the family. But not to say that the new wife, the second wife, was younger than my mom.
Yeah, no, dude, we understood that as soon as you said he was 65 or 70 and got remarried. And grandma was still alive. We understand how this works. Yeah. You can see it at the top.
He was well known for,
Yeah, we know.
Not telling the whole truth and kind of embellishing stories quite often.
Okay. Like where he was? Like where he was? Where he was for the last 3 hours?
This grand idea of getting huge, like, you know, supposedly he had like 3-4 houses down in Central America. And
look, man, I get it. And here's the thing, all right? So people frown on this. Who is it? Anna Nicole Smith. I think she's the best example of this. When she was alive, married a guy who was so old that he actually just looked like a liver spot. All right?
Looked like he'd been vacationing in Chernobyl. Skin's falling off of him.
Yeah, he looks like something they found in the sarcophagus of Egypt, right? The beginning of Nosferatu or something.
He looks like Mark Davis from the Raiders.
But if you sucked all of the moisture.
Sure.
And I think we're actually being kind. He looked that bad. So he's going to marry her, and his family's like, what are you doing? She just wants you for the money, blah, blah, blah. So this went on for months before they got married. And finally, he just addressed the family when they're saying, look, she just wants you for the money. The guy was a billionaire, right? Like, wheelchair bound and just looked. It looked like your thumb if you've been underwater for like 45 minutes, all right? But with eyeballs. So he finally looked at his family and said, I'm not stupid. I know she's here for the money. I married her for the sex.
And I'm also going to give her some money, by the way, guys. Right.
You guys will be fine. You guys will be fine. I'm going to throw a little something. I'm here for the sex. She's here for the money. Neither of us are stupid.
I'm a billionaire. Right. You'll be fine.
Leave me. Let me die happy. And he did.
Yeah,
I'm like, right. Just said, we get it, man.
What happened after they died? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Odin. Welcome to the men's room.
Ola.
Ola.
Hey, can I get a quick shout-out real quick?
Sure.
Shout-out to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
No, listen to me, If you're going to say all the land, like, there's certain things you can't just say, like, in all the land. I mean, at least we're like, in all the land, right? Nobody says it like you said it.
It's like a simple call and repeat. He knew I would do it.
I know, but still, in all the land.
It's like saying offset. Offset.
Yeah, but you did it a certain way. You just say, offset. I'm just saying. It's like, right. If you're going to make that statement, man, try it again. Please try it again.
Shout out to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Jesus Christ. Never mind.
And people are still in their car going, now, what is the greatest podcast in all the land?
Miles, that would
the
be land. The podcast.
Oh, well, you should tell people
that.
Going to
put that in there. Yeah, you know what I mean?
They don't say the most watched network in America. They say CBS.
The most watched network in America. They let you know. The greatest steak in the world.
We're not telling.
Where?
So what happened after they died?
All right. So just this past January, so my grandpa was 93, and he was ready to go. So he wanted to do the assisted suicide.
I shot him.
So I went out there, and family just flew in, and we kind of went there to kind of celebrate his life and be there for him when he passed.
What's that like to have a dead party? Like, you're not dead, you're alive. You're just
but you're throwing.
You got a date, right. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we did. I mean, he was a great man. So we made it, tried to make it, as fun as possible. And
did you do a surprise party? He wanted assisted suicide, so it's in my head. We're here.
Yeah. So, but it was a weird and interesting experience. But when we did it, he took these two pills, and then he has to wait like 30 minutes or so to like drink the concoction, so to speak.
They only gave him two pills, right? In other words, it's not like when you get a prescription, like your kid might accidentally grab the other 15.
Are you saying that you can do this in the comfort of your home if you want to just lay in bed?
Yeah, that's exactly what we did. He did it in the comfort of his own home and everything. And these two nurses who are volunteers. They come over and they set everything up, and then they have to leave, and then they come back later. But first off, he just pops the two pills, and he has to wait 30 minutes before he can drink the concoction. But he just takes those real quick, and he goes, all right, bye. So after it's all done, though, they don't come and pick up the body for another 5 hours. We did this at like 11, and they don't come back till like 5. So afterwards, we're kind of just drinking and kind of having a little... a celebration of life.
But wait, where is he?
He's laying in the bed dead.
I mean, is he like sitting in a living room chair? Or?
Yeah, he's in a living room chair and in the corner, kind of. And we're all just kind of sitting around the table, and he's just sitting over there.
I like this, dude.
This is crazy.
I think it's
like
cool.
Weekend to Bernie's.
How long did it take to get used to? I mean, or did it just kind of, you're like, all right, this is it?
Well, after about like, I don't even know, like an hour, 2 hours, me and my mom kind of go over there and sit next to him, and we're like, all right, at this point, he's just a body.
Is rigor mortis starting to set in? Is there any signs of anything going on?
No, I mean...
Do they fart or poop or anything?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Lifeless, yeah.
Well, I know, but I mean, a lot of dead bodies, they fart or poop or whatever it is at the moment.
Release everything in
the
bowels.
Who had to stay sober for when the coroner showed up?
I don't think none of us are sober.
Who cares?
I don't.
Nice in here.
I'm not signing anything.
Beer's in the kitchen. Wings are in the garage.
Miller Lite or Coors Light. Whatever. Coming up, who sucks last? More reviews, some men's room rules, and your emails on the way from the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Up next, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitch, hola. You have entered the men's room.
Men's Room Rules coming up, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
As we jump right into the birthdays, guys, my 19th birthday was a week ago, and my friends and myself completely forgot to send a birthday shout-out request. Better late than never, right? Love the show. How about some dirty Germans? That from Michael. How about no?
No. Late and never are exactly the same. We do it on your birthday.
That's when you sing the birthday song. I mean, you can have a birthday month, birthday week, however you want to do it. But typically, we do the day of.
Some people would love to have a birthday week, but Jesus butts in. Like, hey, it's Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Takes all your thunder.
Thanks, Doc.
Nothing personal there. Yeah. Just,
you get one.
Yeah, not personal at all.
You get half the presents everyone else does.
In life.
Yeah.
You really do.
Everybody's got a weak excuse. Can't come over. It's Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got Kwanzaa. You know, what I'm going to do for you, Dan, I get your t-shirt for your birthday that says, Jesus stole my thunder.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I got to say, sweet little Emily, pronounced E-Boss, turned 17. She loves the show. Can she have a original fish sandwich and some turtle wax? Thanks, guys. That from Johnny G.
Fish sandwich.
Uh-oh, look out.
Jesus Christ. Guys, can you please wish my son Alan a happy 18th, freshman attending Wazoo, and I'm extremely proud of how he's grown into an awesome young man. So please give him a happy birthday song along with some dirty Germans discussing how hot Judge Judy is in lingerie. Love you, Big Al. That from Dad.
Yeah, seeing Judge Judy and Lancerade gets me very hot. It's kind of like before you put the turkey in the oven, but in panties.
Yeah, my favorite part is just that little dolly she wears around her neck. By the way, this weekend, don't forget to curtch your Herb Street.
Gentlemen, today is my dear friend Olivia's 21st birthday. Can she get a second up cupcake and some dirty Germans talking about wearing dresses? Thanks, guys. That from Cole.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, I like it when you wear the dress. I like to watch you do cartwheels.
Yeah, if you're asking me about the dress, yeah, it says nine. Sister wears these dresses. So for women.
Gentlemen, today is my beautiful girlfriend's 22nd birthday. Can she get some Ray Lewis and phone dong? Thanks, guys, for doing what you do, listening to the podcast in College Station, Texas. That from the Texas Aggie.
Nice.
Snap a picture yourself.
Bitcholas, we'd like to wish our younger sister, Cynthia, a happy 23rd birthday. How about a little kid face sandwich and a big old Leroy Jenkins? That from Ann and Charmaine.
Fish sandwich.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Guys, it's my birthday today. Can I get a shout out on the men's room? Also, can I get a Here Comes the Dope Pusher followed by a Suck It Up Cupcake? Thanks, guys. I'll be listening for the birthday song as well. You guys make my day. Love the show. That from Chris.
Here comes the dope pusher.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Holy Bacholas, it's my husband's 29th birthday. Can you please tell him to take out the goddamn recycling tonight with the dirty Germans?
Yeah, we will need you to take out the recycling tonight. But I think the recycling is different than what your wife thinks. It will be dildos and pocket, you know.
Yeah, this seems to be a big issue in the house. I would take out the recycling tonight, and hopefully she pays you.
Yeah, put the C-ring in the metal recycling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, take out the recycling, man. Guys, it's my dad Steve's birthday today. Can I get an original fish sandwich?
Fish sandwich?
Totally forgot to wish my hubby Randy Walton a birthday request on your show. Can you please wish him a happy birthday and get him turtle sex and dirty German talk? I love his loving wife, Lisa. No, you kind of missed it.
Oh, she missed it? Yeah, yeah. That's turtle wax is not for you.
Yeah, that's only partial turtle wax.
Guys, got to give myself a birthday shout-out because I've not corrupted my girlfriend enough to listen to your guys' show. Anyway, I'm turning 33. Wonder if I get some dirty Germans. Thanks from Adrian.
Yeah, I want to visit your pudding factory.
Yes, it's the best kind of pudding is a swirl. So there'll be some chocolate, some vanilla, and you can have a very unique spoon for you.
Hello, Charles. My husband, Lloyd, with one L, is celebrating his 35th birthday today, so not Lil Lloyd, but just regular old Lloyd. We got married last month, so this is his first birthday with the ball and chain. I'd love it if you guys could wish him a happy birthday with some dirty German talk. Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking that from our end.
Yeah, at the end of your birthday, if you celebrate it right, your ass will look like an exploded hot pocket.
Yeah, it's a lot like this Jägermeister. I have something special made of some herbs and spices for you to digest.
Yeah, digestive.
Oliver Chellis, today's my buddy Rich, a.k.a. Old Man Sandy's 43rd birthday. Gonna get a Leroy Jenkins and some dirty German talk about home improvement. Happy birthday, brother.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, the home improvement will be your lower home. We will replace the carpet, clean the pipes.
Yes, the most important thing to remember about this home improvement is you always want more power. Ah, ha, ha.
Guys, my name is Ethan, and my big brother's birthday is today. He is in Japan. He's a fighter jet mechanic in the Marines in Japan, and I hope he hears this. If it's possible, give me your penis is too small and the dirty Germans talking about fighter jets.
Yeah, do you know the name of... If you want to talk about the fighter jets, you might know this from military history. They call me Big Boy.
Yeah, first of all, hello, Okinawa. So fighter jets are great because it brings all the women around and keeps them entertained with your missiles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Switching to guns.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, bitches.
Yaz and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thanks for keeping us up to date there on those Men's Room Red locations. As you know, a portion of that proceeds benefits the Fisher houses, so here you go. Sky Deli and Pizza in Sky Coma. On the way to Stevens Pass, Niles carries Men's Room's Originals Reds. Go up there and get some of their yummy pizza because it's yummy. Cheers, guys. That from Steve. as far as animal questions go. Bitches, I got one. When I was five or so, my mom took my brother and I to a farm to feed some animals and stuff. I was feeding some goats baby carrots, and they were loving it. I felt like we were kind of building a bond, and we could be friends. Then the son of a bitch didn't want the carrot and bit down on my fingers to the bone. I screamed bloody murder. I couldn't get my fingers loose out of his mouth, and my mom rushed over and punched the goat in the head and knocked it out cold. I love the show. That from the San Juan Island Viking. Guys, I was hiking up in the Rockies and needed to relieve myself. I just happened to find a tree. Perfect height. Dropped the deuce. Proceeded to drop my drawers. A few minutes later, while doing my business, I heard some rustling behind me, and it was too late. A porcupine walked between my legs. After he got past, I yanked up my pants and ran screaming back to my buddies. That from Mike.
Wow.
Guys, no S here. I was a U.S. Army Ranger and in school in Georgia. It was the middle of the summer, hotter than hell. I wasn't wearing any underwear. We're doing patrols when we stopped, and I had to lay in the prone for a minute or so. They're trying to stay awake. I felt a stinging feeling on my junk. Then I got it again and again. I freaked out. I stood up and frantically dropped my pants to see. I had fire ants all over my junk. The instructors came over to bitch me out when they realized what had happened. They rushed me to the aid station, and by then my junk was so swollen and disfigured, it looked like a fat baby's arm. The most embarrassing part was one of the medics had to apply the ointment. That lasted about 2 seconds before I slapped his hand away and did it myself. Screw Viagra, get a fire ant. Keep it real, bitches. That from Eric.
Great advice.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't afford Viagra, mama, but I got myself a fire ant.
Here's a good one.
Hey, girl, I got those fire ants in my pants.
Hey, girl.
It's going to be a long night.
I like you so much. I like stuck my penis with a fire ant.
I love the way this one's written. I was with my first black girlfriend. Wonder how many more followed.
This from Thomas Jefferson.
And we decided to go to my place. I live farther outside of the city, and fortunately, she hit a deer. She barely saw the creatures, never mind hitting them. I didn't have anything but a knife, so instead of letting it suffer, I cut open its chest and put my hand inside and squeezed its heart till it passed. Then she broke up with me because she couldn't look at me the same.
Wow.
I read it how it was
written. Hey, man, instead it's a black girlfriend, it's a black guy, I'm here to tell you. It's just not something you show in the community, man.
Yep. And guys, back during my junior year,
you know what I'm saying? Crazy. That is some next level S right there. I understand what you were doing, but I think I speak for most black people when I say just wouldn't cross your mind. Like, I'll be right back, bro. I just got to squeeze the life out of the deer.
So the juice so doesn't suffer.
We would say things like, man, that's a damn shame. See him twitching in the road, bro.
Oh, and finally, liquor and whores, bitches. It was back during my junior year in high school.
Yes, I'm right. I know. You'd feel bad because, like, man, I'm pretty sure it was still alive. But it would never be like, yeah, man, Jamal got out the car, man. Squeeze the life out. Like, there's no chance of this happening. The closest we would get is put the car in reverse and back over his ass until he stops moving.
Hey, this white boy, right?
Right. Got this white dude in the car like, hey, man, here's a knife. Go do what you do.
Guys, my junior year in high school, a stray dog who was known to roam the campus just loved everyone. Well, he somehow ran through a huge mud puddle after a huge downpour and got excited to see everyone. Everyone stayed away from him in droves, but somehow he saw me, who wasn't paying attention at the time. The dog started to leap on me and licking me. In the process, totally ruining the dress clothes, which cost my parents, and even worse, on school photo day. Several other students who didn't know me pointed and laughed at me. I got so distraught that I asked to go home and had to get my picture retaken. The ruined clothes and retakes cost my parents at the time $200. One of the worst days I ever had. I didn't like dogs until high school ended, but thankfully I can look back and just laugh. Stay beautiful, y'all. That from Craig, listening on 98.5 K-Fox in beautiful San Jose, California. All right, coming up, we'll review some men's room rules, but first...
Now, the men's room wants to know... Sucks less!
Yay! Time once again for Who Sucks Less. Steve and Troy Hill bring us three stories each and every week out of the news. They all suck, but it's up to us to determine which of these three stories suck the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram at Men's Room Live. The debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, Miles, and as I do every week, I grab the three stories, and as I do every week, you comb through the news. I am not kidding. This morning, I had to get up from the home office, walk away, and smoke a cigarette. See, here's the thing. There's always bad news, and then you make the mistake of, like, specifically looking for bad news. Human beings are terrible. So anyway, after that, I smoked a few cigarettes, may have done a bong hit or two. It was that kind of morning. I decided to go with these three stories. They are not awesome, but based on what I saw earlier today, these were the kindest I could come up with. And as always, there's three competitors here. We have thieves in Washington State. They stole the mother's purse. It should be noted the mother was visiting the grave of her 11-year-old son. Someone in Ireland, they sliced the ear off of a dog that was tied up outside of a supermarket. And there was a man caught on video stealing a puppy from a man's front yard. But let's start in Washington State, where a mother who was visiting the grave of her 11-year-old son, she returned to her car to find that someone had stolen her purse. Now, the theft happened when the mother was mourning at her son's gravesite. Two car prowlers, they drove by and snatched the mom's purse from her car. They then used the mother's credit card to rack up $1,300 in charges at seven different stores. The good news is that might be their undoing because they have a couple of photos of the suspects from the store surveillance cameras, and they're hoping to identify them. As I understand it right now, they're still looking, but at least they have their images. Now we go to Ireland, where a dog owner has issued an appeal for information after his black lab had his ear sliced off while sitting outside of a supermarket. Rabin Ballantyne, they tied up the dog Cole outside of the supermarket. Obviously, they went in to buy some groceries. But after getting home, he noticed a trail of blood around the house and saw that the tip of the dog's ear was gone. So the dog had also been whimpering, didn't want anyone to pet him or anything like that, particularly men, all right? So he took him straight to the vet, who said the injury could have been done with either scissors or a blade, like a straight razor.
Jesus Christ.
So when he returned to the store, he noticed blood in the area where the dog had been tied up. The cruelty obviously has infuriated people online, and it left Cole, as he says, a nervous wreck. But, of course, some people have criticized for him for tying up his dog outside of the supermarket, because that's what people do. And now let's move to the fine state of Texas, where a puppy, good news, is back with the owner after being stolen from its yard in broad daylight in a dog napping that was caught on surveillance video. Matt Ivy, that's the dog's owner, he shared the footage in an attempt to get his 10-week-old puppy back. Puppy's name is Chipper. And in the video, two men can be seen pulling up to the gated yard in Texas before one jumps out, grabs the dog from over the fence, and carries him off as he yelps. Meanwhile, there's two adult dogs in the yard who are barking at the guy. Well, Ivy, who's a Dallas firefighter, he's also a dog breeder. He created a GoFundMe page to raise money for the French Mastiff puppy, which any guesses how much that's worth? A French Mastiff puppy.
$1,400.
$3,000. Now, the good news is whoever stole it ended up selling it to someone. When I sold it to this guy, he saw the news story and returned the dog. Now, the guy's out $3,000, but he gave the dog back. So again, your three contestants, thieves in Washington State, they steal the purse of a mother who's at the grave of her 11-year-old son. Someone in Ireland, for inexplicable reasons, cut part of the ear off of a black lab that was tied up outside of a supermarket. And then we have the dog nappers in Texas who stole a puppy out of the front yard.
Okay. I think that's pretty easy one.
All right, what do you got?
All right. The two stories, the one in Washington and the one in Texas, were both thieves.
Yes.
So one person stole a purse, one person stole a dog. I think the worst story here is the situation in Ireland where someone sliced, cut off the ear of a dog that was tied up outside of a supermarket.
I would agree with that.
Physical yeah. violence on that is heinous. That's the worst story, so that's out. Between the other two, I think the thieves in Washington that stole the purse, that's just down in dirt. But based on the circumstances, where they were, what they knew. Sure. Even if it was an 80-year-old mom, they
it
knew.
It doesn't matter. You know why people are there.
You know why you're there, and you're doing bad. In Texas, the guy had a fence around his yard.
Mm-hmm.
He was also a breeder. He was selling multiple dogs. This was one of the puppies. The guy's a breeder for a living.
Right.
Based on the fact that something was, quote, stolen from his store, but then somewhat returned, the biggest loss was the guy who actually paid the $3,000
right,
for it.
He's out $3,000.
But I think out of all of these, the man who got the puppy stolen out of the front yard, that is the story that sucks the least.
I would agree with that because it's a dog, but because he's a breeder, and they didn't do any harm to the dog, they just wanted to make money. They probably knew he's a breeder. It kind of works. It's a dog, but it works out to shoplifting. Because this guy looks at these dogs as property. I mean,
right, exactly. Honestly, for me, even if it was just somebody, if it wasn't a breeder, it was just somebody's dog, I would still say that sucks the least.
Because they got a bat.
Yeah, but it's a family member at that point. See, this is just
but it's a puppy.
This is a can of mayonnaise on a shelf.
But look, man, when my kids were babies, look, if someone kidnapped my kids now, I'd be like, how much do you want? As a baby, you feel different.
I know. I'm just saying it was a puppy.
Right.
So it hadn't been there that long. I agree with you. Like, the slice in the dog's ear is the worst. The people that stole the purse, like, even for thieves, believe it or not, there's some type of code.
Honor among thieves, as they say.
Like, you're breaking the code. Come on.
Come on, man.
Right? Like, you got to be better than that. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, the puppy's back. I mean, besides that, it was a puppy. They took him, and it's like, maybe they would have taken it and raised it right.
Brian says Washington sucks the least. Craig says that the Texas puppy thief sucks the least. And Bobby Joe agrees, Texas, they got the puppy back. Debate continues. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Robin, what did you say we were out on the Instagram account as far as Men's Room Live? What was our number there that you were trying to hit? Do you remember?
She's looking now.
Yeah. I know you had some special number you were trying to hit. You just don't remember, do you?
I didn't have it pulled up right away.
It was that special of a number.
I was aiming for 6,000.
6,000?
Where are we at?
Boy, that sure would be nice.
We're over 5,100.
Oh, so
okay. Right. Well, please don't say 300.
Trying to get 6,000.
All right.
All the lovely pictures of the Men's Room up there at our Instagram account, at Men's Room Live. All right, still to come. We're going to drink and tell us with a shot of the day. We'll review some Men's Room rules coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Another round of Profile This is coming up. Also, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first,
and now, the Men's Room presents Men's Room Rules.
High on a cliff, it's Fletch. Every once in a while, we take some time to review some Men's Room rules. The complete list of rules is available at mensroomlive.com. And if you take some time to go through all the categories, you will see all the different ones, like Article 3, including personal boundaries. No man shall ever use another man's toothbrush.
Yeah.
Never touch another man's hair and comment on it. That's just creepy. No man shall tickle another man. We've got more that we could potentially add. This one comes from Doug, and it says quite simply, no man should pee anywhere else in the house or property than the bathroom unless otherwise told. So if you're at someone else's house.
Sure.
You should not pee anywhere else in the house or property than the bathroom unless otherwise told to do so. That way the neighbors don't see, Dan.
Yeah, you see what happened there.
So you're at someone else's house. You think it's okay maybe to go around the side of the house and
I mean,
let
you're
it
cool
lose.
If I pee outside.
And correct.
99% of the guys are going to be like, absolutely. But if it's a situation where the neighbors, right, you go like, hey, man, do not show my neighbors your penis.
I get the gist of this and where he's coming from, but
we're both guilty, Ted. Let's just say it, okay?
Right, like, I've done this to too many of my friends.
But
I
agree with the speed limit. I strongly agree with the speed limit. I'm never going to follow it. But I support the law, but I know I'm going to break that law. And I feel that way with this. You're 100% correct. You really should check, just based on the neighbor thing. But I'm probably just not going to tell you that I did it.
My buddy Joe has a nice home. There's three bathrooms in it. I peed outside of there in the middle of the day. And he's like, what are you doing?
Jesus. I don't know, man. All those in favor say aye.
Nay.
Aye. We move on.
Pee freely, my brothers. Pee
no man
freely.
Shall ever, under no circumstances, wipe another man's tears if he's physically capable of doing it itself. He's not a 2-year-old Jimmy anymore. He's 32-year-old Derek. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Sorry that happened to you, Derek.
Aye.
Yeah, Derek, sorry, bro.
I don't know what's going on there.
Damn.
Is that Derek's fault? Who was the dude that...
Mm-hmm.
Bro, it's not... Or maybe Derek's guy that wiped away the tears.
Quickly, time for one more. A man should never make beef and broccoli with ground beef, Mike.
Aye.
Oh, yes, there you go. If you have a potential men's room rule, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com and make the subject men's room rules. All right, Wobbin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we chose 24-year-old Ryan Scott of Newton, Kansas. All right, our boy Ryan decided to get drunk. How drunk? I am very glad you asked, Miles. He was 4 times the legal limit drunk. And let's face it, at that point, you ain't doing anything that's a good decision. And in this case, he decided, not only am I drunk, I'm going to get naked, and I'm going to have sex outside. Well, people call the cops. The cops show up. Sir, you have to stop having sex. He refuses. He's just going to keep going. It doesn't matter.
He was so drunk, as best the cops could tell, he's just not even going to respond to him. Keeps having sex. Sir, you need to stop. Finally, the cops made the decision. We're going to go ahead and tase you, bro. I don't know if that's a quote, but that's what they did. They tased the guy. He ends up arrested. It should be noted that he was having sex with the exhaust pipe of a car parked outside.
Another one of these.
Another guy, he's having sex with the exhaust. They just asked him to stop, but he wouldn't stop. And finally, they had to break out the prongs, and they took him down.
Getting some tail. What do you think I'm doing?
Some tail pipe.
It just sounds painful, too.
It's exhausting.
It's an exhaust.
True. True. Well, the cops are fuming.
I don't think he's going to pass inspection.
Can we pour this booze? Can we drink this booze? Because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola.
Let's get caller 9 in line for a little profile. This 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.